Hey, a lady in a car posed this question to me the other day. This is Chris Johnson, and this question was asked, what if you found the love of your life? And already I'm like, oh, Christ, where the fuck is this going? And here was the catch, but she has a kid. I was like, what the fuck is that? No, I mean, no, not a chance. Not a fucking chance. No, absolutely fucking not. And she was like, well, what if it's your fucking soulmate? Here's the deal. I don't think I believe in soulmates, number one. And if there was a fucking soulmate out there, she wouldn't have a fucking child. I cannot fucking get in any type of relationship, like romantic relationship. I can like be friends with you. It's not like I meet people at work like, hey, my name is Chris Johnson. It's nice to work with you. Hey, I'm married with two kids. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? It's not that. But it's like a dating relationship like that, not a fucking chance. That would come up really early. It's a situation where if I found out you had a kid, you're not even going to be on my fucking radar. It's just not even an option. You're not an option. Here's why. Your kid is always going to be higher on the totem pole than me. And I can't have that. I need to be the most important thing. And I will never be if you have a kid. And I'm totally okay with that. Because if you put me above your kid, then you're a terrible parent, which means you're a terrible person. You see what I'm saying? So it's just an impossibility. The further I get away from my divorce, it's been, what year is this? 2019? Jesus Christ. It's been 4 years. And the further I get away from it, like I am perfect right now. It took a long time after the divorce. I was a fucking disaster for a long time, you know, about the whole fucking thing. But I'm at a point where mentally I'm just at the fucking top of my game. I'm still fucked up with like anxiety and shit, but in terms of like relationship stuff, I've never seen things more clear. And the end result of that clarity is I don't know if I would ever be like good in one. People tell you, they're like, hey man, you'd be good in a relationship. How the fuck do you know? I failed in every one I've ever had. I wasn't a good fucking husband. Yeah, if you know the story of my divorce, a lot of blame probably does go to my wife, but that doesn't mean that I'm without blame. That doesn't mean that I wasn't a complete fuck up, because I was. I was a complete fuck up. I was a total fuck up. No, I don't want my wife back, and like we weren't like good for each other. So like the divorce was good for me, and I hope it's been good for her. I don't know what the fuck she's got going on, but that's like my genuine hope. But I think people get into relationships for the wrong reasons. I think people get into relationships because they feel like they need to be completed. I think they get into relationships because they feel like they're broken. I think they get into relationships because they're lonely. I think they get into relationships because they just want somebody by their side to experience things with. And I don't feel any of those things. I'm not an incomplete puzzle. I don't need this final piece to come put me together. I'm a complete human being. I'm not broken. I'm not looking for anybody to complete me. I think that's all bullshit. If you need somebody to complete you, then you're fucked up. And I'm not like burying you for that, but I'm just saying you gotta get some fucking help, because that's the wrong way to fucking look at it. You are a complete fucking person. You're a complete fucking human being. You don't need people to complete you. Because what's gonna happen is you're gonna rely on it, and you're gonna rely on them, and then you're always gonna need somebody by your fucking side, and you're not gonna be able to do anything by yourself, and you're gonna be so fucking overcome with anxiety, with everything, that if they're fucking gone, or they leave your fucking ass for somebody else, and then they move into the house that you bought with them, with that fucking person, you're not gonna know what to fucking do with yourself, and you're gonna hit fucking rock bottom, and you may contemplate fucking killing yourself, and it's gonna be a fucking mess, and you're not gonna know how to fucking move on. It's gonna be bad. You can't fucking think like that. And then what happens afterwards too is when that does go down, you're going to try to find another relationship just so you can fill that void. You can fill in the fucking emptiness that's inside you. That's the only reason I went out with that other person. It was like, holy shit, somebody's semi-interested in me and I kind of enjoy being around her. Like, oh, I gotta get it. But it was fucking all wrong. It was a situation I never would have gone out with her fucking otherwise if it wasn't just a fucking mess and probably racked with fucking desperation. Just fucking smelled it. You can smell it all over my fucking ass. And it turned out fucking awful. And then that set me back further because I didn't deal with the initial fucking problem that I have got to fucking deal with my own shit and become a complete fucking human on my own. Otherwise, I'm gonna keep repeating the same fucking mistakes I've always fucking repeated, and I'm never gonna get fucking any better. People don't get that. Like, I know it sucks to be lonely sometimes. I get it. But I gotta be honest with you. I was lonely in my fucking marriage. I was a fucking hell of a lot more lonely there than I am now, just because I don't have anybody here. There is nothing fucking worse than being lonely in a fucking relationship, especially a fucking long-term relationship, and especially if you're in that fucking mindset that this person fucking completes you and that they're your fucking soulmate, and then that's it. Because then you're fucking stuck, and then you're not fucking going anywhere. Then you're gonna be fucking miserable, and you're not gonna know why. And you're gonna think like, well, maybe we can fix it, and if we can just fix this, we'll be better. But you're just trying to fix you. Somebody else can't fix you. You gotta fix you, you know? And it's hard to hear. And it's fucking, motherfucker, it's even hard for me to like think about going through it again because it was difficult and I didn't want to get up a lot of days. But you just got to keep fucking moving forward. And you got to realize that that shit's going to keep happening to you because you're going to keep allowing it to happen to you unless you fucking change it. And I fucking changed it. And I don't go on dates and I don't spend time with people because you got to fucking earn that because my time is fucking valuable. And I don't like too many people. And my standards are my fucking standards. I gotta know you. I gotta like you. I gotta actually want to fucking spend time with you. I gotta want to fucking talk with you. Strangers, they don't have that. Why the fuck would I want to talk to a fucking stranger? I'm afraid of repeating my same mistakes. And I'm afraid of trusting people. People are fucking scummy, man. People are scummy. Well, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays is when you get your new podcast episodes. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. Podbean is the host website or app for that one. You can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You want to see my face, you can do that on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And some videos, too, and some cool stuff from around the house or apartment. And if you are lazy, as I am, and you just think, you know what, fuck it, I just want to stay on Facebook all day, I'm going to put the podcast in my Facebook timeline, too.